Welcome to Highly Questionable. Bomani Jones, Dominique Foxworth. Dan is, I guess, preparing for a fight. No, really, he's supposed to fight somebody. Stay tuned to find out what that's about.
Ooh, that's a good tease.
Does the NFL need to publicly apologize to Colin Kaepernick?
The first thing that I thought when Roger Goodell released that statement, the first surprise that I had was the NFL simply admitting it was wrong. But it did so in a way that was sort of cloaked in the legalese that you have to use when you've got a guy out there who has had collusion lawsuits against you that have been settled, but I'm guessing can be reopened without being a lawyer on this front. I'm assuming that's the reason that you did not hear that name in that apology. But anyone who mistrusts even the way that the NFL has moved the apology more and more as the week has gone on has every right to mistrust this organization, which was not a leader on this subject. And no matter what its public statements are now, it spent the better part of almost 4 years making a different kind of statement. They failed to lead in a way that was clear. And I don't know how you get him back into this league when Roger Goodell has been trying to get him back in this league by all appearances, has in his heart, it would seem, a desire to get Colin Kaepernick back in the league. But the owners are still hiding in the shadows and you're not hearing from them in any other way other than these tepid statements that they keep having to change based on the day's news.
Right. That's the tricky part, is the people that probably need to make the statements are probably the owners, because those are the 32 people that have put this thing into motion, right? Like the league as an entity, I've always thought Roger Goodell wanted to make this happen because Roger Goodell doesn't want to look bad. And he knows that the owners are ultimately making him look bad. So maybe they do owe him an apology. I don't know how much that would be worth necessarily, but how about the apology they owe to the rest of us? We're the ones that they tried to talk to like we were stupid, right? Like when that Joe Lockhart dude wrote that column and he explained that, yeah, they told us we'd lose all this money and and everything else. Hey, man, that's the part that they wouldn't say at the time when it was directly in our faces what was going on with Kaepernick. The part that I have never been convinced of is that they were ever actually going to lose any money by somebody having Colin Kaepernick on a payroll. They weren't afraid that Michael Vick was going to cost them money, right? So it's never, that's the one thing that I've never, ever been able to buy. But they threw it at us as though he was going to be some sort of problem that was going to tear everything up. Then you fast forward to 2020. It took 4 years for Colin Kaepernick to mess up somebody's money or to mess up a locker room. And it was the Saints locker room, a team that he doesn't even play for.
Yeah, I mean, the money thing, even if it were true, which I know it's no way that it was, like, that doesn't move me. Like, when you have an opportunity to take a stand on something that is right or wrong, then sometimes money has to go to the side, especially when you got billies on top of billies. Y'all gonna be all right. Like, I for the life of me, I'll never understand why they could be okay trying to silence the voice of Colin Kaepernick. And in their minds, when they lay down at night, they say, all right, I'm good with that because I'm going to get some more of that money. You can't buy any bigger house than you already have. That blows my mind. And to the point of Colin getting back in the league, if I were him, I would say no, because they don't deserve it, honestly, because when we get far enough away from this, people will look back and make a documentary or write a book about this period. And then they'll write the NFL rode in on their horse and righted their wrongs. No, they don't deserve that. They don't deserve that ability. They have a responsibility and an obligation, I think, to act now because their players have forced it on them and the public has forced it on the players, but they don't get the opportunity to have him back in the league and then hold him up as some evidence of their progress.
Well, the part that they're going to have to acknowledge at some point is like, if you ride along with me and you feel like the argument about finances was insincere, then somebody's got to say that their problem was they just didn't like what he had to say, and that they let "I don't like what you had to say" interfere not only with his career, but there were teams that legitimately passed up on chances to win Super Bowls because they did not want to sign them. The Jacksonville Jaguars rolled Blake Bortles out there instead of taking a chance on Colin Kaepernick, and there is reason to believe that that cost them a Super Bowl in 2017. Like, they just need to come out and say, yeah, he made us uncomfortable. Just saying, yeah, he was right isn't doing enough. Tell us how you got it wrong.
I think, Dan, your point about us needing to go to the owners, and everyone needs to understand that the team owners need to speak up at this moment. But that's the beauty of bureaucracy, is that everyone gets to pass the buck. Like the owners will say, oh, my football guys never brought that to me. And the football guys will say, oh, but I knew better than to bring it to the owners. And Roger will say, I did everything I could. Like everyone has deniability and can blame it on somebody else. And the only person who came out and said they tried to do something is someone who none of us really believe. And Hugh Jackson said that he tried to sign him, but it contradicts even what Hugh Jackson said at the time. So I'm not buying anybody's attempt to make themselves look like they are better than they were at the moment when the test was there. You don't get to tell us the answers now that we told you the answers. Back when the question was open, you marked the wrong answer, and you got to live with that.
Well, it's worse than that, though, okay? Because the buck passing can't be something that obscures the fact that if you go throughout corporate America, all of it, and put on a medal stand to people who did this wrong more than the NFL, you will find that they have not just about faced on this. What they've done here is make it look like they haven't been the leader going the other way on this more than any corporation in America. The NFL is guilty for 4 years. The last week doesn't change that. Frankly, putting Colin Kaepernick back in the league doesn't change that. We have the last 4 years of statement, and it is loud and it is irrefutable, and they led in the wrong direction.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie Show.
Dom, you need to explain to us, because you have a particular kind of expertise here, how crazy just across the board the strength coach is all across college football.
Oh, strength coaches are lunatics. So for people to complain about what a strength coach is saying, the bar is so low for strength coaches to be civilized.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
How hot should Kirk Ferentz's seat be right now?
All right, so an LA Galaxy player lost his job because his wife was doing racist things on social media. Not a lot of precedent for that one. Drew Brees said something that wasn't controversial to him 10 days ago. He's apologized for it 3 times now, including going after the president of the United States. So the rules have kind of changed on where the lines are on this, and you've got some paradigm shifting going on. And the backstory here is some Iowa players have come out, many Iowa players have come out and said that they have been mistreated by their strength coach, longtime strength coach, very well paid strength coach. And the question then becomes about accountability. How high does it climb? And when the crimes are bad enough, at a time that players have felt helpless maybe all their lives, but suddenly don't feel so powerless anymore, loudly telling you that Kirk Ferentz allowed a strength coach to be a different kind of abusive, even though most strength coaches are all kinds of abusive. So these players not very often are going to feel like they're in a position where they can go after somebody like this, but they're doing so with one voice. And so when that's the case, it gets troublesome for Kirk Ferentz. But I don't know how you get him out of Iowa, Bomani.
If you think what Chris Doyle did with those players is fireable, and I do believe that it is fireable, then Kirk Ferentz has to go with him. And since Kirk Ferentz is running this like a family business where he's got his son as the offensive coordinator, you basically need to get everybody out of there. If you see the tweets from the players, what the players are saying is that this is widespread. This is not just a one-time thing. Now, here's my issue with Ferentz, and this is what bothers me about what's going on, and if there's going to be like a quote-unquote real change in things, you got to just stop taking white people's word for it when they say, hey, man, I didn't know that this was going on. This dude, Doyle, that's his man, right? Like, it's not just some dude who works for him. And the relationship generally with the strength coach and head coach is very strong. But in this case, it is specifically strong. So you're going to tell me that Chris Doyle is out here calling these kids ghetto to their faces. But when he talks about them to Kirk Ferentz, he doesn't talk about them being ghetto. When somebody misbehaves or gets in trouble, you're telling me that Doyle and Ferentz, when they're by themselves, that Doyle isn't using the same language there? Because what Kirk Ferentz would have us believe is that he had no idea that his strength coach talk to these players in this way. The strength coach that he loves so much that when something like 13 Iowa players early last decade had overwork ailments because the strength coach was running them into the ground, Ferentz invented an award for assistant coaches and then gave it to him. If this guy goes down, then the head coach should go down. But they don't want the head coach to go down. So it's going to take more than what we got here.
Yeah, I think this is only happening because of what's happening in the broader society. So this comes to light. We care about it for a moment. And I can't imagine that the University of Iowa or the fans of Iowa are going to try to get rid of the one coach they feel like can keep them consistently respectable. So I'm not sure who's going to put the pressure on them. Maybe it's us. Maybe it's someone else. I don't imagine that the Iowa fan base is a fan base that's going to galvanize around this particular topic and run Ferentz off as much they might if he was losing too much.
Dom, you need to explain to us, because you have a particular kind of expertise here, how crazy just across the board the strength coach is all across college football.
Oh, strength coaches are lunatics. So for people to complain about what a strength coach is saying, the bar is so low for strength coaches to be civilized. Like, strength coaches are the ones who like will bite into a can and chew up aluminum. Those are those guys who are in the pregame banging their heads on the locker, even though you ain't gonna play, trying to get everybody else hyped. Strength coaches are the ones who wear shorts and short sleeve shirts in a blizzard just because, like, watch the sideline. It will be easy to pick out the strength coach, the one who is acting most absurd. I guarantee you, that is the strength coach.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically, all on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Do you question if this is a compelling offer?
All right, so this was on ABC, and Halle Berry was in the middle of this. Is all magical here. This is the head of the UFC. He didn't like the questions I was asking him about how underpaid his athletes are. And so I tried to soften that interview with the idea of he and I fighting, and he really likes the idea.
Last week on the Dan Le Batard show, Dan seemingly challenged you to a fight for charity. How serious do you think Dan is about doing this, and what's your response to that challenge?
Dan Le Batard is a big mouth. He's all talk and no action, and I can promise you if he's even remotely serious, it ends very badly for him. But I will give you this. Dan Le Batard, if you are serious, I'll put up $250,000 for whatever charity we come up with, and we can do it, pal.
Okay, challenge accepted with big money, too. Dan Le Batard, you have 24 hours to respond.
Wait a minute. Who gave Eves the power to decide how long I have to respond or not? I love that Dana White, in an interview that's contentious because he doesn't pay people well enough, lowballs me. I would be the headliner there, Dana. You got to come stronger than that. That's not enough money. You've said on this show that you spill that over a blackjack table.
You have the reach. However, once he gets inside, I don't really so much know what it is that you got. But I'm warning you now, Dana White, you think this fight going to be easy. Imagine Dan Le Batard, tears streaming down his face, swinging wildly.
Yes.
You can't beat that. You don't want that. You know he's a big dude. Dana, come on.
Dominique, are you intrigued?
Why was Halle Berry there? What? I mean, I can't get past that. What was she doing there? Like, are times that tough in Hollywood that she has time to be on air, on ESPN air with Dana White talking about fighting Dan Le Batard? Like that, that made me sad.
Wait, that was her over there in the corner?
Yes.
Running back. You didn't see Halle Berry? That's all I was watching. I didn't hear anything out of Dana White's mouth. I was looking at Halle Berry like, what is you doing?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't really listening that close when Dan was talking. He said something about Halle Berry, and I thought it was like what they call it, like a non sequitur or something like that. I didn't realize that she was just like actually on the network. I figured they would have sent a blast out to let us know about that.
I do feel like, though, the last time you engaged in a public contest or bet of sorts, you wound up in your draws at the Clevelander.
That's true.
With Charles Barkley.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron, it's J.J. Barea. Let's go. Let's go. You got to do something in the post with J.J. Barea, LeBron.
The most incredulous I've ever seen you is like three years after that I brought it up. And you were just like.
I was sure they were going to win. I'm still sure. Dirk Nowitzki, you can't win a title with one guy. No. I'm still sure they were going to win that.
The look on your face, you're just like, how did I lose that?
How? I don't understand.
Tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC, The Bachelor, the greatest seasons ever.
I'll see you guys later. Have a good show.
The greatest seasons ever.
Who's going to talk about a clip? Like, I don't watch The Bachelor. You don't watch The Bachelor.
What if you could watch an entire Bachelor season?
Bring on the men.
In one night.
Is this real?
Yup. One season, one night.
Group hug?
Revisit the ones you love.
Yes.
The ones you hate.
I would never want my children having a father like you.
And the ones you hate to love.
This interview is over. Just forget it.
It's Monday's new one night stand.
Because it's pretty started.
The Bachelor, the greatest seasons ever. Premieres Monday, June 8th on ABC.
Dominique, did you notice about that clip what I noticed about that clip?
In these desperate times.
I'm just saying.
Of all the promos you could cut.
All right, that is all the time we have for today. I better get time and a half of doing Dan's job right now. Nice shirt, Foxworth.
See you mañana, I guess.